This is Danny Davis with the Austin American Statesman, and this is your Longhorn Confidential for Friday, November 6th. On this date in UT history, Garrett Gilbert threw 59 times, and Mike Davis had 11 receptions in a 39-14 loss at Kansas State. Gilbert's 59 pass attempts in 2010 remain a school record, and Davis's 11 receptions are the gold standard for a true freshman at Texas. 10 years later, here's what you need to know. Texas's volleyball team became the third program from UT's athletic department to beat Baylor this fall, following the football team's 27-16 win and the soccer program's 1-0 triumph. Texas posted a 5-set win over the Bears on Thursday. Of those aforementioned victories, the volleyball teams may have been the biggest. In addition to being a matchup between the first and third-ranked teams in the nation, Texas and Baylor are the two best programs in the Big 12. Following a match in which his team trailed 2-0, UT coach Jarrett Elliott explained that his 11-0 team now has a cushion in the Big 12 standings.
Well, it gives us a two-game lead. Obviously, you know, tomorrow's match is important because it would give us a three-game lead or a one-game lead with four remaining. We needed to get one of them, and we got one of them. And I'm just trying to enjoy this. This is such a fun team. I think they've responded really well. I think we got great leadership. And I like the way that they're reacting to things. And, you know, this is such a different kind of season. I think they've grown in terms of how they're handling the stress points of it. I'm just excited to get them in as many tough situations as I can because they need to be in that. And I'm really excited to see how they respond tomorrow and the different matchups. You know, we changed some matchups as the match went on, and they flipped in game five. So we'll see. But I'm excited to go battle with this group. I've really enjoyed going to battle with this group. I haven't had that much fun in a long time.
This season, Texas has swept 8 of its opponents. The Longhorns have also survived 5-set battles against Kansas State and Baylor. After Thursday's match, Logan Eggleston and Asia O'Neill were asked what they had learned about their team in those 5-set victories.
For sure, yeah. The 5-set wins are the most fun. You really learn a lot about your teammates and, you know, how our team chemistry is and, like, how we are as a team, and it's really great. But I've learned definitely just how good we are at, like, not letting a team frazzle us. Like, obviously, Baylor came out tonight and played an amazing first 2 sets, and, like, Kansas State came same thing, played some great first sets against us. But we were able to kind of refocus and just focus on our side of the court and then come out on top. So I think that's one thing that we haven't had in the past. We kind of get frazzled when a team comes out and just starts bouncing balls. But I think this year we really recognize, like, what our team can do, and we're really focused on our side of the court rather than, like, the other side. So that's one thing I'm super, super proud of. And then I think, again, it's really cool to see in those tough matches just how much better we get throughout the game. Because at the beginning, like, we were struggling in some aspects, and, like, by the end, like, for example, blocking was kind of struggling at the beginning, and then towards the end of the game we just, like, really fixed that skill, and, like, we're blocking balls left and right. So it's just really cool to see how we're growing throughout a game and being able to come out on top.
Obviously, you know, winning in 3 is something that's super fun, but I think going to 5 and battling and just really pulling everything we can out of ourselves really gives the team confidence and just allows us to see, like, how good of a team we can be. And, you know, these tight 5-set matches are something that we always just kind of just live for. So it's really exciting just to see, like, how much we can grind and just focus on ourselves and go out and win a game.
Check out hook'em.com for my story from the Irwin Center. Kirk Bowles also wrote a column out of the Longhorns' big win. What else is on the website today? Brian Davis is talking about the defensive lineman not named Joseph Osai. Mike Craven writes about the 3 2021 commits that Texas can't afford to lose. And on the On Second Thought podcast, Craig Way chats with Kirk and Cedric about this weekend's UT West Virginia game and the 2 things on the Voice of the Longhorns bucket list.
Anyway, one of the last questions I want to ask you, Craig, is there anything you want to call? Is there any dream ambition to call, Indy 500, Kentucky Derby? Is there anything
Olympics
on your bucket list?
All those things would be great, but I've often said the 2 things that would make my life complete is if I could learn to call a square dance and be in an auction.
A do-si-do?
They both require elocutionary skill. And I'm a fan of it. So if I could learn to, you know, and I could probably learn a square dance pretty easy. Alaman left, you know, you could probably do that. But auctioneering takes a talent too. So if I could learn to do those things, that would probably make me feel like I've come full circle.
Hold on, Doug. Let's hear your best auctioneer. Give us 10 seconds, auctioneer. Craig Way is an auctioneer.
Okay. Hey, well, give me 5, 5, 5. Do I hear him? 15, 15, 15. Over there, down Manamanita, 20, 20, 20, 20, 25, 30, 30, 35. You know, but I know there's a skill to it involved.
Yeah.
So I would have to learn that, but I would like to learn that. And again, if I could do that and call a square dance, then I think my broadcasting career is complete.
Time for trivia. What is the Texas football program's record when it is the number 22 team in the AP poll? On Tuesday, we asked whose record at Texas Roosevelt Leaks broke when he ran for 342 yards in 1973. The answer is Chris Gilbert, who had a 245-yard day against Baylor in 1966. By the way, when Roosevelt Leaks' record was broken in 1998, Ricky Williams only topped it by 8 yards. This has been the Longhorn Confidential for Friday, November 6th. Check out hook'em.com throughout the weekend as we get you ready for the Texas-West Virginia game, and then break down what happened between the Longhorns and the Mountaineers. Enjoy your day. We will see you again on Monday.